nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
What's going on, everyone? It's the Super Fluffy Flirt. This is the Crush Heart. And this is a very special edition of Crush Grooves. Tonight marks the 15 years, that's right folks, 15 years anniversary of the deceased rapper Christopher the Notorious B.I.G. Wallace. So I thought that it would be, you know, at the last minute, it would be awesome to do a show about this. This is our tribute show. We'll be playing your favorite B.I.G. songs, and we'll be examining his influence on rap music before and after his life, and much more. We're talking about everything Biggie tonight. If you would like to join the conversation, you can by dialing 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Now, I don't know if anybody is from Brooklyn, representing Brooklyn. If you are, Biggie Smalls is like held, I don't know if you want to call him a hero or not, but he's like I've been seeing my Facebook go up as far as him, you know, he put Brooklyn on the map. That's what they're saying. He put Brooklyn on the map. He's representing for his borough and so forth and so forth. You know, I leave it up to y'all. Y'all let me know what you think about Biggie, how you feel about Biggie, you know, shout outs, any of that. You know, just if you want to hear a certain Biggie song and, you know, you want me to play it, once again, you can give me a call, 805-830-8320. From the looks of things, I'm rolling solo tonight. My co-host is not here. I'll see if I get some more people to join my Biggie tribute. And while I'm doing that, here's Big Papa over his first day, I believe. And you're listening to Crush Groove in the Crush.
Oh, check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Off. Oh.
The ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy? The back of the club, sipping my wetness where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys a little seed. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can see him on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me.
throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby,
how you living, Biggie Smalls?
Imagine in business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping holes, smoking line optimals, money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend.
Your friend.
We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
I like that. You like that?
Here's another one.
And another one.
And another one.
And another one.
Make me lick you from your neck to your back to your shivering, tongue delivering, chills up that spine, that ass is mine. Skip the wine and the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking. Deja vu, the blood spark, finger fucking in the park, pissy off a Cardi dog. Remember when I used to play between your legs? You begged for me to stop because you know where it would head. Straight to your mother's bed, not the Marriott. We'd be lucky if we find a spot next to your sister. Damn, I really missed her. Way she used to rub my back when I hit that. Way she used to giggle when your ass would wiggle. Now I know you used to sweet set the Park of Meridian, trip to the Caribbean, but tonight no end. Like a wine face Rolex, you just shine. I like that waistline. Let me hit that from behind. Which wall you wanna climb? My style genuine. Girl, I love you long time. I got you pinned up with your fucking limbs up. All because you like the way my bed was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up. Please watch me do me nasty. Like it when you make it move fast, mommy. I like it when you throw it upon me. No love making, strictly back broken. Seasonal, all his hoes go to my dough. They go to his flow to fuck some up. So no caviar, shark bar, strictly sex, that's slick to your leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and RPs, but tonight it's 8 tracks and 6 packs while I hit that.
You must be used to me. Can you feel me? I'm sorry. Cause I can feel
it, honey, all the time.
I'm fucking you,
on you. Well, I'm fucking you tonight. No matter what you may say, even if you just get in the way,
money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. Am I jam not in your Mr. BC? Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Alan Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the junior mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First, I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces. Stretch Lexus is the sex, is just immaculate. From the back, I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Ripping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state. Sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8. A flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Bad boy.
East Coast.
yeah. That was one of my favorite songs. One More Chance, the remix by Notorious B.I.G. Before that, we played Fucking You Tonight featuring R. Kelly, which is another hot joint. And I started off the segment with Remember When You Called Me Big Pop? Well, that's right. This right here is the Notorious B.I.G. tribute, Crush Groove Style. And I'm your host for Crush Hearts. We started off early in the game. And, you know, we're just going to keep it moving and play your favorite B.I.G. joints. If you have a song request, if you want to answer the questions, right now I have a question floating out there. What type of influence do you think the Notorious B.I.G. brought to the rap game? You can give us a call, once again, 805-830-8320 is the number. That's 805-830-8320. Shout out to Russ over in England, checking us out. blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. You can hit us up on Facebook and follow us on Twitter as well, Phone Fantasy Radio. You can look me up, The Crush Heart. And we're going to keep it moving. If you want to answer the questions, you can, you know, definitely give us a call. If you have a favorite song or a shout-out, you know, want to represent Brooklyn, Al, or any of those things, you sure can. But I'm going to keep it moving. Now we're going to get into some of these hard, hard songs. But before I do that, I want to share a couple of facts that I found out about the Notorious B.I.G. Do a little research, and one of the facts is that B.I.G. was into acting. Biggie made numerous appearances on popular TV shows while he was alive. Smalls appeared in the popular cop drama New York Undercover. Y'all remember that? Malik Yoder? That was a good show. And he also was on the hit show Martin. He was scheduled to appear in a movie casted as a drug lord with Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken, but never got the chance because of his untimely death. So, you know, you did see him out there. And once again, I'm asking the question, what type of influence do you think the Notorious B.I.G. brought to the game? Right now, we're going to get into some of his more, his more hardcore, here goes, Who Shot You?
As we proceed to give you what you need, it's not time, motherfucker. Get live, motherfucker.
Turn the mic up. Turn that mic up. Yeah, the beat is knocking. Leave that mic up, though. Turn that shit the fuck up. What? Turn up louder. Yeah.
Gotcha. Separate the weak from the opsa. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stop when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops as they heard mad shot. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Peel more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G. it ain't safe. I make your skin chase. Rashes on the masses, bumps and bruises, blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bash fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, 2 Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine.
And I'm
Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind.
Get live, motherfucker.
seen the light, excite all the freaks. Stack mad chips, spread love with my peeps. Niggas wanna creep, got to watch my back. Think the cognac and endo sack make me slack. My switch is all that. Top sucker G's up. One force move, get Swiss cheese up. Click to tech, respect, I demand it. Slip and break the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with North Sea Papa. Feel a thousand deaths when I drop ya. I feel for you, like Shaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face, so there won't be no mistake. So you know where to tell Jake. Lame nigga, brave nigga. Turn front page, nigga. Puff Daddy flips daily. I smoke the blunt, he sips on the Bailey. On the rocks, tote blocks at christening. Have my cops in the fire positioning. What? Come here. Open your fucking mouth. Open your, did I tell you don't fuck with me? Huh? Did I tell you not to fuck with me? Huh? Look at you now. Huh? Can't fuck with a gun in your mouth, huh? Bitch ass nigga. What? Who shot you?
Tell, say hell no, cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleep, hell no. follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
Close your eyes, think good thoughts. Die while your skin starts to glisten. Pale blue, hands get cold, your soul's risen. It's bad cause I just begun. Will make this shit real bad, I was having fun. What's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your mom ain't safe up in the street. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start to G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. And I'm through. And I'm through. Life after.
Now ask yourself. You know what beef is?
Life after.
Then ask yourself. Do you really?
Life after.
Yeah. I like that. Big Nosh. Hitman, baby.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Super Fluffy Flirt with Crush Heart, and you are tuned in to right now the Notorious B.I.G. Tribute Show Special Edition. We normally air on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, but today marks the 15-year anniversary of his death, March 9, 1997. And since then, since he came out, hip-hop has been, it's just been so different. And, you know, it is true that he was gone before his time. And he was definitely in his prime, just, you know, looking up different stuff about him. What I want to know is, what kind of influence do you think the Notorious B.I.G. had on the rap game, you know, after and before his death? You can give me a call, 805-830-8320. Like I said, I'm playing all his greatest hits and then some. If you have a request of your favorite B.I.G. song, give me a call, 805-830-8320, or hit us up on Twitter at Soul Fantasy Radio or at The Crush Heart, and we'll get that song on the air for you. Do you like the fact that the Notorious I lost my train of thought, folks. I'm not even gonna front. I just lost my train of thought. That's what I get from multitasking. Anyway, I'm gonna get right back to the music. I'm just lost right now. I played some of his hard hits. Let me tell you that first. I started off the segment with Who Shot Ya, which was requested by a couple of people. We also had 10 Crack Commandments, and we followed that up with What's Beef, favorite song. Shout out to all those people on that Facebook and that Twitter sending me song requests and so forth and so forth. Right now, I'm going to get back into the jam of things. Notorious B.I.G. and rest in peace. Also, another fact. I know I'm jumping all over the board right now because I'm doing a lot of things I shouldn't be doing. Another fact is Biggie had plans to open a restaurant that serves soul food in Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy. You know, he was planning to name it Big Papa's, but unfortunately, it didn't come true. Biggie was also a straight-A student growing up. He wanted to become a dentist or a graphic designer before he got caught up in the streets. He won several awards in middle school, and his favorite subject was English. So he was a smart guy, and that actually shows proof in the back end of things, in the dealings of things. I mean, he had, you know, Cam out. He just listened to his lyrics, and you could tell this man had a good head on his shoulders. And then some, you know. So it was, you know, he had a lot on his back, basically. I think he put a lot of people on the map. And, you know, he's not giving justice where justice is due, but who am I? Anyway, this is the Notorious B.I.G. Tribute. I'm your host, it's Fresh Heart. Once again, that calling number, 805-820-8320. Here goes a song where he's wearing Versace. Versace, and he's driving backwards in the car. Okay, doing a little James Bond move, but, you know, I like that thing. It's a tip size, but...
Come on. Hot, sicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage on instinct. Niggas don't think shit stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right, if the head right. Biggie there, and I. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk goes through us. Girls want to us. Wanna do us. Screw us. Who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze free at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways.
I put hoes in NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty for the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dick. Frank White push the stick called the Lex. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast, we sir. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and broad, tits and bras. Menage a trois, sex and expensive cars, and still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. The daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay true. Richer than rich, so you niggas come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Baby, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run. Your crew run, run. I know you sick of this. Lame brand, nigga with flows, girl. Say he sweet like nigga with. So get with this, nigga. It's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bitch. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Papa freaking, not speaking, leave that ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them who, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe, dick black like Kobe, watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me, where the safe, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
Fuck all you hoes.
Get a grip, motherfucker.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
For all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling in front, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got to ride the limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Welcome back. It's the Super Fluffy Flirt, Mr. Crush Heart, and you're listening to a very special edition to Crush Grooves, the tribute to Notorious B.I.G. Tonight. That right there, y'all heard of yourself, 1994 single called Juicy. I'm just going to say this. Puffy was the sample king. Nobody can say take that away from Puffy. Puffy, whoever produced the whole everything, whoever's producing the whole Bad Boy camp, always sampling something. And before that, we played Hypnotized. Right now, we got a caller from the 718-619. Caller from New York City. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing? This is Ray from Staten Island. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Ray. How are you?
All right. Lady La Crush, is it?
It is. It is La Crush. How are you doing, though?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. I appreciate what you're doing on Facebook and what you're doing on Blog Talk, especially tonight, tributing Biggie after 15 years. Way to go, girl.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, so you're in a group with me, right? I mean, is this the same Ray? Or formal? Formal?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same Ray. The same Ray, yeah.
This is formal Ray. You know, I had to put it together. Right, I call you formal Ray. That's your name, formal Ray.
All right, formal Ray. All right, that's so be it then. No
right.
problem, lady.
Formal Ray. Okay. So... right now, I've been playing all his greatest hits, if you will, singles, I done What's Beef, all that good stuff. And my question right now is, what influence did Notorious B.I.G. bring to the rap game before and after his death?
Say that one more time.
What influences do you think Notorious B.I.G. brought to the rap game before and after his death?
Wow.
That's the question for tonight right now.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. That was deep.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, because when I think about influences, I mean, you have certain people that come to mind before and after. I mean, before his death, definitely. I mean, after...
Yeah.
It's hard to come by. I mean, I can't think of people who could touch Biggie. I mean, after he died, that is.
Right. Okay. Well, you know,
I
think
know
about
people,
that.
People, you know, people try, but, you know.
Okay. Well, try to think of something. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in some more callers because I see the number that went out and people are calling in now. And I want to get everybody's two cents on this. Well, hold on. Don't go nowhere. We got 347-335 calling in. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Miss Mink calling from Major Mink Radio.
Hey, Miss Mink.
Hi, welcome. Sweetheart. How are you?
Welcome to Crush Grooves.
Ow.
Radio. All right, right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I heard the question about Biggie.
Right.
I just want to say that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Biggie, there's just nobody that compares to him. I think a lot of these artists that come out, that are out right now, they'll try, but his gift was really just given to him.
Okay. And do you still think to this day, I mean, people, rappers say who influenced them, and the first name that comes out of their mouth is Notorious B.I.G., is one of their influences. What type of influences do you think Notorious B.I.G. had to the rap game, just in general now?
I think in essence, really, for it goes by per rapper's persona. Some people take the hardcore piece of Biggie and they try to magnify that in their rap. But, you know, I think Biggie was way deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the words in his song, he really gave a message.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those messages was to be not being able to be compared to no one else. And that's what I think these rappers today, they kind of miss out on. They kind of mimic one another. And that's really not where the art of hip-hop even came from. It came from really just giving each other a message through song.
Wow. I think you hit it on the nose with that one, because what I've been doing, if nobody's, you know, been listening from the beginning of the show, is, you know, I play his little party tracks, if you will, you know, the Hypnotize and, you know, things you hear in the party,
right.
One More Chance, and
right.
So him
right.
in the sex scene, or then you have the 10 Crack Commandments and Who Shot You and What's Beat.
Right.
You know, he did definitely have two types of personas when rapping
right.
and
right.
story. So I definitely agree with you as far as those influences are concerned, but unfortunately they really only focus on the hardcore, and I think were really, you know, they took it out of context, you know.
Right, right. Right.
I have other callers coming in right now. I have my co-host who decided to bless me with his presence.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, my co-host finally decided
wow.
to bless me with his presence today. Hello, Black Reporter.
Good evening, my love. And I could have sworn you said 335. It may have been a cross site or whatever. But
right, she said 347, babe. 347.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
well,
I know I'm going to show my age, but at the same time, Biggie was a message maker.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie was, he was the true message maker, even though Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five came out when he came out with that very first song, was a message in of itself about life in the ghetto and everything. Iggy enhanced that
mm-hmm.
with all his people. And, you know, those who want to say that his death was, I don't know, a conspiracy or whatever, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so I'm not going to go that way. But it makes you wonder, though. It does make you wonder.
Right. And that is a whole nother show as far as just like conspiracy in general. But we will touch on that in a bit. Going back to Formal Ray from Staten Island, have you thought about the answer to the question you had, Formal Ray?
I listened to these responses, lady, and I gotta say, you know, as far as after his death, I still say no one's been able to touch him. And, you know, the quality of music, especially when it comes to hip-hop, has definitely decreased. I barely listen to today's stuff. You know, Biggie was one of the last few. I mean, he held it down lyrically. He held it down intellectually. I mean, this man told stories that you can't ignore. And, you know...
Right.
He was just a great talent. I mean, and the thing is, you know, a lot of people did that type of storytelling before him, and I think he was one of the last few.
Okay.
I mean, I give certain people their due. You know, I give Jay-Z his due, but he's no Biggie.
Right. Right.
I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Would you put him in the same realm as Jill Scott Heron?
Jill Scott Heron, oh goodness. Would I put them in the same realm? No, I couldn't. Jill Scott Heron, God rest his soul, was in a class by himself.
That's true.
You're talking about an innovator or inventor of storytelling right there. So, I definitely wouldn't quit. No way. That would be an insult to Gil Scott Heron.
Okay, so Miss Mink, representing the X, tell us about Major Mink Radio. I know it hasn't officially started, but I would love for it to come out of your mouth about it than me telling them about it.
Okay, Major Mink Radio is premiering March 18th. We're actually going to be Ustream live from NightlineRadio.com, BXRecords.com, and IAmMikeMajor.com. And the premise of that show is to just really bring people into their work week. We're going to be focused on comedy. We're going to have an entertainment segment. They're going to be co-hosts every now and again. The Crush will be one of the co-hosts. And it's just really to bring some laughs into people's lives, some kind of joy. I think a lot of times in radio we miss out on some of those things. You know, we listen to a lot of music and stuff like that, and all of that is great. But we really miss out on the chance to interact with one another, talk about each other's work week or non-work week for that matter, bring together some events or bring knowledge to some of the events that Mink does, as well as Mike Major. Mike Major is a well-known DJ right now, and it's time to magnify some of these people who are working hard, like Funk Fantasy Radio. And it's just to have a good time. So it'll premiere every Sunday from 6 to 8, like I said, on NightlineRadio.com, BX Records, and I am Mike Major.
Okay. Definitely in the building, folks. All my listeners that tune in before and after, y'all definitely need to check that out. March 18th is the date. Remember to visit on fantasyradio.com for all the links and updates and all that other good stuff. Out of Columbus, Ohio right now, we have John H. What's up, John H?
What's up?
Nothing much, John. How are you doing this evening?
Chilling.
Okay. All right. So this is a very, you know, non-scheduled show for us. Nobody knew I was doing it since this morning.
No, I was just goofing around dialing to see when the next show, and I'm going, what the hell are they on tonight?
And, right. So you do that, huh?
Yeah.
The next show will be officially Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Brick's House.
Oh,
she's talking about social media and dating. And we're talking about the Notorious B.I.G. right now, what kind of influences he had.
He was ahead of his time. He was, man.
You think so?
Yeah. Because most of the stuff they got now, they copy themselves and stuff. Man.
But he, you know, I think what Biggie did was he took the art of bragging to the next.
He was trying to blend East Coast with the West Coast, and I don't think they liked that either.
You think so?
Yeah.
So compared to the Notorious B.I.G., I mean to B.I.G. versus Tupac, who you think will hold the crown?
Oh man, I can't go there, man. I'd have to give it a tie because I like them both.
What about you, Miss Mink?
You know what? Funny enough, I love Biggie to death. However, I think Tupac gave me something a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I could really put my finger on what that more was, but the energy, not only behind his message, he was really diverse in poetry and you know, the whole Black Power movement, and that just gave him that little extra bump.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It just wasn't, you know, the hip-hop thing that he was involved in, even though you know, they show more of the bad sides of him, I think, than really the intellect he had.
Yeah.
Let's make. Would you consider them both poets?
Say it again.
Would you consider them both poets?
Would I say?
Would
I can't hear nothing.
Would you consider both poets?
I said, would you consider them both poets?
I would consider both of them a poet. However, I feel like I could see Tupac at a poetry jam. I cannot see Biggie at a poetry jam, if that makes any, if that
no.
gets it any clearer.
Okay. Right, I get it.
Yeah, like,
I don't think I'll be snapping my fingers at Biggie. Like, okay.
Yeah, like, I don't think that's it's impossible, but I think I can see Tupac having it done before I saw Biggie having it done.
Yeah, but Tupac would be more fluid and anything else than Biggie
right.
would anything.
Right.
Okay. And what about you, Ray?
You know, you're right about one thing. The lady was right about one thing, you know. To compare Biggie and Tupac, yeah, Biggie's not someone I would see at, you know, at a poetry competition, you know. But at the same time, you have Tupac, who does well on both ends. And, love Biggie, but Tupac really does. He reaches. I mean, you talk about songs like, you know, Keep Your Head Up. And
right, Dear Mama.
You know, yeah, exactly. You know, Tupac reaches. And, you know, that's not to take anything away from the gentleman we're celebrating today. I'm just giving credit where credit's due.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Biggie has been putting out albums before and after. What is your favorite Biggie joint going down the line? Ladies first, Miss Meek, what's your favorite Biggie song?
Juicy will always be my favorite. I mean, there was just like this swagger about it. I think it really put his name on the map. It was just this persona he gave that will always be remembered for me.
Okay. And Ray, what about you?
I like the I love Hypnotize and all, but you know, the one that I can't stop listening to would have to be The World Is Filled, the song he did with Too Short.
The World Is Filled? Okay.
Yeah, it's on his Life After Death album. You know, it was something about the flow him and Too Short did. It was something about that beat that's so captivating. It's like, even when I listen to the instrumental of The World Is Filled, it's like, it's on. It's just that smooth flow they add. I love it. And I also got to mention, you know, giving credit where credit's due, the very last song on that album. You know, it's true for a lot of rappers and a lot of people. You're nobody till somebody kills you.
Yep, somebody else said that to me too, and unfortunately, I think the hardcore of rap of Biggie's rapping, it came true. It's like he foreseen it.
Yeah.
You know, with his first album, Ready to Die, and you know, all these tracks that he came out with, it's just like he foreseen how things was gonna play out. It's really crazy how, you know, the stuff that he was talking about just came to light in one way or another, you know, like Who Shot You, Ready to, you know, it was just crazy, you know, looking over his discography just now, seeing that comparison from,
right,
you know, his timeline, so to speak. What about you, Black Reporter? Do you have a favorite Notorious B.I.G. song?
Juicy would be mine too.
Okay.
Like y'all said, that the end of that album was scary. You know.
Right.
I mean, huh?
Go ahead.
The song, it kind of predicted his death.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was scary, I believe.
Okay. What about you, John?
Hypnotize?
Yeah.
You
liked the video, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Especially with some girls in there.
Yeah, you liked the video, him driving backwards on his Jane Bond.
Yeah.
That's impact. Okay. For me, I'm going to have to say One More Chance. I like both of them, the original and the remix. So I'm
going
to have to say One More
Chance. You know, not to be funny, but it's like his albums, he was documenting his own death in a way that he knew it was going to happen in his music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so my thing is, I want to touch on his swag. Okay, one thing about Notorious B.I.G., he wasn't the best.
Yeah, he showed that a big man could dress classy.
he definitely had swag.
The thing is,
B.I.G. and stuff, yeah.
Right.
B.I.G. created his own swag.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no. Who's yelling in the background?
Somebody's kids.
It's not mine.
Ain't
my kids, because I ain't got any. All I got is a cat.
All right, so, okay, let's talk about the man swag. Do you think Notorious B.I.G.'s swag changed the rap game? I think it did. I think rappers took that and they wanted to run with it, but they don't have it. They don't have that swag. They don't ooze confidence. Like, he wasn't the best looking man in the world, but you couldn't tell him that.
But shit, if he was, I sure as hell wouldn't tell him that.
B.I.G. created his own swag and dared anybody to try to top him.
Yeah.
And one thing I can say, though, was definitely for sure, Bad Boy was holding it down from, like, 93 to 98 in music. What do you think, Ray?
Well, I gotta say, as far as his own swag, he's the brother's right. I mean, you know, he really Biggie was just that type of person where it's like he was ready to step up to any challenge. And when it came to swag, you know, really, who could top him? Who could top him as far as how he presented himself, whether it be on an interview, whether it be on a video, you know, and just, you know, he appears to be just a fun-loving person. I mean, there was just swag all around him, and it's like despite his relationships, I mean, the fans, the ladies that came out every time he appeared in the club and everything, I mean, that aura speaks volumes. It don't matter what you look like, and he epitomized that.
Right. Right. And I got to say this, too. He upgraded the whole swag thing as well because, you know, I'm going to say back in Black Reporter Day, when you was talking about your swag or, you know, your gear and stuff like that, you was just going to Nike and Adidas, but he went to designer wear. You know, he went across the pond. You know, he was in Versace and Gucci and you know, he's putting designers on the map. He wasn't, you know, it wasn't sportswear. It was designer wear.
And in the thing is, he made designer wear look wonderful on big guys. You wouldn't see big men like that wear
a gold shirt.
Stuff like that.
He had his stuff custom made as well, because you know it wasn't making it in his size to begin with. So stuff that he wore, seriously though, you know,
he was
honest,
a big man.
Especially back then, they wasn't catering to big people.
Clothes for big people,
right? So he was getting his stuff tailor made, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, they wasn't making designer wear in big people sizes. They just started going to size 14.
Yeah.
So
I have to consider him a modern day Al Capone the way he dressed, man. He was awesome.
But well, you know, right? I can see that. But the whole Bad Boy camp, he had a group called Junior Mafia, that consisted of a few people. They came out with some raunchy stuff, and then he founded Little Kim, you know, as well. And, you know, they had that whole beef between Little Kim, his wife, Faith Evans, fighting back and forth or disagreeing back and forth. What you think about that right there, Ray?
You know, here's the thing. I hate seeing ladies fight. I mean, no, except in mud wrestling. Let me stop. No, really. I hate seeing ladies fight, and I just hate seeing, and the thing is, I just thought that it was unfortunate, you know, with, you know, that the beef had to happen. I mean, I personally don't know the whole story of how it started, but I just figured, you know, we're all grown here. You know, any conflict we have, there should have been a classy way to settle it. It was just a shame that the beef had to happen the way it did, and I just hope that here we are 15 years later, that we all grow from this, grow it and, you know, learn from it so that future BS don't have to happen.
But we did. What you think, Miss Meek?
You know what it is? You know, that position is so hard to play because even when you're the side woman or when you're the wife, you are territorial in a sense. So I can't say that I am upset that it happened in a sense only because it almost is what it is. It's unfortunate that either woman, you know, was tied into something like that, but they had love for someone who was just lovable. As far as Junior Mafia is concerned, look, now I'm going on a tangent. I couldn't stand them. I thought there was no need for them as far as Biggie was concerned or to keep his name relevant. I felt like they came, they stayed for a little while, and then they left, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Lil' Kim, I think she was the face of that. I think the rest of them was just like, who are they now, almost?
Right. I really think that because it was just all of his buddies, I think that
right.
was his way of
giving back to them, maybe.
Giving back to, like, I'm not going to pay you to, you're like, I'm not going to pay you to be my entourage, nigga, you're going to work for your check. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I think, you know, being smart like that and you know, I'm going to give him that credit. Like, he thought
right.
about it like this. Like, y'all not just going to be hanging around me doing nothing. Y'all better put
right,
a group together, an album together. Y'all better be doing something. Just like I'm working, y'all got to be working, too. You know, so
you know what I just think it is? It was just, like, energy that he invested into them, and years later, where are they?
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere.
You know what I mean? They I think when you're given a great opportunity, especially if it's something that they really wanted, you maintain it.
Right.
And I don't think that they maintained it, which shown to me, like, did you really appreciate the
what
gift that was given to you?
Right.
They didn't know how to maintain it. That's the problem.
Say it again?
They didn't know how to
maintain it. They didn't know how to maintain it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But you know what? He didn't need that one time. You feel me? So
right.
when he was teaching, they should have been taking notes. That's what I think.
Right. And I'm quite sure just the same as Puff Daddy gave him whatever insight he had to give him to keep Biggie's mind focused and motivated, I'm quite sure he passed that on to his close friends who he made out of Junior Mafia.
Mhm. Mhm. I definitely agree with that. Right now, y'all are tuned into the special edition of Crush Rules. We are talking about the Notorious B.I.G. 15th year anniversary of his death. Very influential rapper. He did bring essence to the rap game in the 90s, and I think everybody's been trying to live up to that ever since.
Was it just essence or was it class?
Was it class? You know, I guess it depends on what angle you look at it, because like I said, he did bring, you know, a certain je ne sais quoi, if you will, as far as, like, upgrading from getting the flyest Toyota to getting the BMW. You know, you know, and I think that's what it was too. You know, he made everybody step their game up, and now it's just like now as rap is progressing, they're doing the same thing. You know, as rappers, they're trying to do the same thing. However, they're not versatile with it. You know, they just keep getting at the cars and the clothes, and they're not giving us the intellectual behind the music as well, you know? That's my opinion on it. I don't know. What y'all think? What you got, Ray?
Ray? You know, no, I believe you. You took the words right out of my mouth, and I was just talking about this with somebody the other day, you know? Yeah. My sentiments is that.
Oh, okay. All right, folks. I'm going to get back into the music. Thank you, Miss Meek. Ray, what you got going on?
Oh, well, I'm in school right now, but I'm about to head back home to my hometown in Staten Island.
Oh, okay. You're in school.
Right.
2 o'clock at night? Good grief.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have Friday classes, so. I'm just finishing up some stuff and I'm headed home. But it was great to be on your show, and I'll look forward to being on in the future, and I'll catch you on Facebook, Lady LaCrush.
Yes, she will. I'm on Facebook. You know, you'll get the updates. And, you know, I'm on air Mondays at 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. So, you know, different shows, different flavors, different topics.
Brick Show.
You feeling Brick Show?
No, I said stop stealing Brick Show. You won't be on Monday. She will. You will be maybe appearing on Brick Show, but that isn't her show.
Oh, man, they're gonna get you for that black.
Thank you, because I didn't steal her show. I said we
Did you hear they got a new Armed Forces Network?
Oh, no, I didn't talk about that. But yes, they do, man.
It's called TWAT, Tactical Women's Alert Team.
Okay, but Speaking of Brick itself,
where
is she? Yeah,
she's
here. What's up?
Yeah,
Brick?
She's here. Somebody call my name.
Yes, they
did. Oh, yeah, baby. Did you
hear?
Hey, John, how you doing? Hello, Crush. Hello, Black Reporter. Hello, everybody.
Good.
What's everybody
evening,
doing?
Brick.
How are you?
Good evening,
I'm good.
Brick.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's Miss Meek from Major Meek Radio, premiering March 18th on Sunday at 6
p.m. All right.
And we also
have... Miss Meek.
We also have...
I love my host. Thank you.
The webcam.
And we also have Formal Ray from Staten Island.
Formal Ray from Staten Island.
Right.
Hey, how you doing? But I'm going to have to hang up because I'm about to lose y'all.
Okay, go ahead, Ray. We'll miss you.
All right.
Party on,
take care,
man.
Y'all.
Bye. Thank you for calling.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Good night. Thank you for calling, Ray. That's awesome. Okay, everybody left. All right.
What the hell happened? Chain reaction.
Right, it was a chain reaction. I lost everybody.
Damn.
Oh, wait, you're still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Still got people here. No. we are tributing Notorious B.I.G. tonight, 15 years of his anniversary. We're talking of his death. We're talking about everything Biggie, his influences on hip-hop and on hip-hop. Russ from England says, hiya, Brick. Bus from England said, hiya, Brick.
B-R-I-C-K.
So he is definitely
hiya, Russ.
Right, he is
Russ,
definitely
hello on Facebook.
Big Brick.
And shout out to Formal Ray and Miss Meek from Major Meek Radio for calling in and showing us a little love. Two newbies to the show. Hopefully they'll call back on often. And like she said, you can't catch me jumping in as a co-host every now and then to Major Meek Radio. Black Reporter.
Yeah.
Because this is a tribute show, I will not jump down your throat the way I want to, even though I do want to. Because this is a tribute show, I will not do that. However,
yeah.
I am going to go into a music set, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish up the conversation about Notorious B.I.G. How about that? Can I do that?
That sounds like a winner to me.
Sounds like a winner to you. All right.
What are the music? We don't need to hear him.
On that note, here's Unbelievable.
I thought you were my first guy.
I am, but I want Biggie, man.
Yeah, okay. Here's Unbelievable by the Notorious B.I.G.
Mr. B.I.G.
Biggie Smalls is the villain. What? Biggie Smalls is the villain. Biggie Smalls is the villain. Yeah. Biggie Smalls is the villain. Live from Bedford Stuyvesant.
son, the loudest one. Representing BK to the fullest. Gats are bullet. Bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac in the act door paneling. Bandaging MCs. Oxygen, they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve. Wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through in the Q45 by my side. Lyrical high. And those that brushes my clutches get put on crutches. Get smoked like touches from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Farme and the fucking polka dots. Who rocks the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable.
Jazzy
fizzle,
Jagged Edge,
Big Smalls,
ladies and gentlemen,
I go on and on and on and go take them to the crib unless they boning. Easy, call them on the phone and platinum Chanel cologne and I stay dressed to impress, spark this bitch's interest. Sex is all I expect if they watch TV in the Lex. They know, quarter past four, left the club tipsy, say no more, except how I'm getting home tomorrow. Drop you off when he see his CO. Back of my mind, I hope she swallow. Man, she spilled the drink on my cream wallow. Reach the gate, hungry just ate. Rippin', she got to be to work by 8. This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I state, you know what you do to me. She starts off, well, I don't usually. Then I whip it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Fingers in your mouth, open up your blouse. Pull your G-string down south. That back out in the parking lot by a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I squirt, jeans, skirt, butt naked. It all works.
And I love my little nasty girl. No, I love my little nasty girl. I love my little nasty girl. All the ladies of you make me grab your dick. Come
B-I-G.
My little nasty girl. All my women from around the world. I love my little nasty girl.
You're not like nasty girl. I need you to shake your little ass and hips.
Let's go.
I need you to grind like you're working for tips. And give me what I need while we listen to Prince. Cause miss, you ain't seen the world yet. Rock La Pearl yet. Rocked in pearl sets. Flew on a pearl jet. My style make a low wild girl smile. Blow a chick back like I blow through a tribe. And now you and me can drink some Hennessy. Then we get it on. Mad women wanting the bone Sean Cone. Yeah. Tipping on Patron. Speed and be leaning. Got a fiend.
Don't stop.
And when I get to you, throw it right back. And tell me, did it? Yeah, I like it like that. Lift your shirt. You know how I flirt. Heels and skirts. Let's take it off. Now let's work. Let's work.
Tribute to the Notorious B.I.G. March 9th, 1997, 15 years ago, he was shot and killed. And we're just talking about his influences and his music and you know, just sharing our greatest tracks, or his greatest hits, rather. That right there was Nasty Girl, a tribute to him. Duet with everybody on it, and before that, I played a song. I can't remember the name of it. Unbelievable. There we go. And right now, I have my co-host who decided to join me tonight, Black Reporter. We got our good friend John from Columbus, Ohio, and we have our other co-host, Pastor Brick.
Hallelujah.
Brooklyn, stand up. Yeah, Brooklyn. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
So, wait a minute. You don't get a chance to talk?
Oh, you want to talk? What you want to say?
Ooh, I just want to say hello.
Oh, say hi. I don't know. I had to get it out of the way because I know you was going to say something.
So, you know. You know.
So, Brick, we asked a couple of questions. So, what I was gonna say? Oh, we asked a couple of questions about the Notorious B.I.G. And one of the main questions I asked was, what type of influence do you think the Notorious B.I.G. had on the rap game before and after his death, or just in general?
Well, I definitely think that he kind of, when B.I.G. came out, he kind of revamped it all for hip-hop.
Amen.
I think that he kind of, like, changed the game a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about it, this kid is still coming out of nowhere, okay, with these lyrics that were just, like, on point. You know, I mean, you had rappers that came out before him, but it was all about, you know, you're a better rapper than me, and I'm a better rapper than you, and you're a better rapper than me. It was kind of like these battles going on and stuff like that. And during the era when Biggie and Tupac came out, and it kind of like they changed the game. Biggie more or less changed it because he made the lyrics. He was like, made guys like really want to up their game a lot when it came to, you know, lyrics and when it came to putting it down. He really made these guys like go back to the lab and basically go back and remix and do it all over again because they wasn't ready for him. I mean, when you think about the stuff he rapped about and the way he did it with such finesse, you know, and he's making, you know, these bringing these thoughts and putting them to paper, and then the way he basically vocalized them had guys going back like, you know, he didn't have to yell it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You had some rappers out there that were like yelling to get their lyrics across, like shouting, screaming, I'm this, and using all these voices, and like Kumo D, how you like me now? You know, trying to be all slick with it and everything. And Biggie just came out, and his stuff was just smooth. You know, it was just like, it was almost like poetry.
Don Perignon.
Right.
You know, it was kind of like he basically changed the game. He made a lot of guys go back and say, you know what, this ain't good enough. And go back and do it all over again. And try to come out with as much finesse and as much pizzazz as Biggie came out with. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, I know like nowadays we got the new rappers that are out and stuff like that. But when you think about it, a lot of the stuff that Lil Wayne is doing now, Biggie covered that already. When you think about it, how he used to take situations and like, you know, make it like, you'd be like, ooh, because you weren't ready for it. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm going, you know, doing a good job of getting my point across, and what I'm trying to say is that I think that Biggie made a lot of guys go back to the lab with their stuff and, like, revamp it and up their game a lot. He really raised the bar of hip-hop. He really did.
Right. And I agree with you on that. Before you tune in, we did say something to that extent. Even as far as his swagger. And as far as, like, you know, like I said, back in the day when you were talking about your kicks and your you know, what you bought and, you know, now that you're rich and stuff like that, they were just buying, you know, brand new Toyota Camrys, you know, or they was buying, you know, Adidas, Pumas, you know, and then here comes this big guy, he's tailor-made. He's wearing suits. He's wearing designer clothes. You know, he's not just wearing name brand. He's wearing designer clothes from Gucci to Versace. You know, we only see those on TV. You know, so he really, I definitely see you on that. And you know, everybody's trying to up one now. You know, he had a BMW. Now people want to go to the Hummers. Now people want to go to the Porsches and the, you know, Lamborghinis. You know, so, go ahead.
His whole swagger, he made it cool to be a big dude again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, out before him, but, you know, Biggie made it cool to be big and black because he was basically, you know, what a lot of people was, you know, wasn't attractive. You know, he wasn't going to, you know, get any girls or whatever, but the thing about it was is that his swagger, well, he was so confident about himself. He was like this, yo. I'm probably the best-looking dude around. Okay, let's get past that, but can you battle me lyrically?
Right.
You know? I mean, he made Jay-Z raise the bar and put on a suit. You understand what I'm saying? Before, Jay-Z was up with jeans and Timberlands.
Yeah.
So was Nas. So I agree with you there. He did set the trend for
being high end, showing the other end of it, the high,
wow.
end,
high end
of hip hop. You know what? You could be about hip hop, but you could also wear, you know, you could wear Brooks Brothers. You could be of hip hop, but you could also wear Gucci. You could wear Chanel. You could wear, you know, you could wear these things and still be top notch. You understand what I'm saying? And still be hood.
Right.
And so you don't have to, just because you are from the hood, you don't have to look like you're from the hood.
And
you know?
That
so,
is hip hop is missing. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think that key right there is what hip hop is missing. The tailor made, the suits, the silk shirts. You know, we don't have that no more. We have skinny jeans. You know, we got that type of swag. That right there, I think, would not only change the look of hip hop, but it also changed the mentality of hip hop. Because when you dress a certain way, you act a certain way.
But you don't remember, it was going there at one point, Crush. It was going there, but it seemed like it just went left. Because if you remember people like Big Daddy Kane, remember Scoob and Scrap, his dancers were even wearing suits.
Right.
Heavy D and the boys. The boys that danced behind him was wearing the suits.
Heavy
remember
D
the guys were coming out with the gabardines, kind of like the Dockers, and they were wearing nice silk shirts with them.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop was going there. You understand what I'm saying? Remember it was going there because you saw how Big Daddy Kane was.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how even Biz Markie would put on some nice clothes every now and then. You understand what I'm saying? To go out and do his thing. Coochie Rapper Polo, they was wearing suits. MC Shan, you know, people were dressing.
Mm-hmm.
They were dressing up. But it seemed like it took a turn to now you have these skinny jeans and the pants pulled down and all you see is little Wayne's drawers and the pants is just as tight they could barely walk and, you know, you got a whole bunch of, I don't know, it's like everything just turned left. And I'm like, I remember, because you used to look at the guys, you used to go to the club, guys used to get dressed up to go to the club.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Now they actually have to put on flyers, no jeans and sneakers. But
right.
Before, that was a thing.
Right.
You wouldn't wear jeans and sneakers to the club.
They were wearing wallabies back then. Remember those? They had their little, you know, you had your dress shoes, you wore your Tim.
Remember Clarks, Bass?
Yes, the
they used to wear them shoes.
Right.
The Kango, even they wouldn't even make a Kango look funky. They would put the Kango to the side looking. Now it's like, they don't try no more.
They don't try.
You know?
And I think that.
They used to be in the men's shops buying clothes. Now they're back in Dr. J's and Jimmy Jazz and all these other stores. You know, buying this hip-hop gear, which is nothing wrong with that, but be versatile. Change your style up every now and then. You know, Biggie would wear his jeans and his Timbs or whatever, but then he would put on a nice silk suit and look good.
Right.
You know, Jay-Z to this day has managed to flip-flop back and forth between the Timbs and the suit, you know? And it's like, can you even picture Lil Wayne in a suit? I mean, let's be real. Look at Rick Ross. He's a big guy, but every time I turn around, I see him wearing something that looks like knickers. On his body. Why is he always wearing something like that?
He got no
He's from Miami, whatever. It's a different style out there. But, I mean, the way hip-hop is now, I'm just not pleased. I'm not satisfied. And it's not even only with the way they're dressing. It's lyrically as well.
I get,
when you put those songs on just now, I was in here bopping and dancing and, you know, because it's like that was hip-hop. Now, I'm still trying to figure out what they're saying.
You know, one thing I can say this about hip hop nowadays, in my opinion, is that they're all one track minds. They're not being versatile. And you know, little Wayne is attempting to do that because he wants to be on everybody's album, but his delivery is the same. You know what I mean? His melody is the same. He doesn't know how to be versatile. One thing I can say about Biggie, and as I was saying this earlier when I was playing his music, you had the party joints like Juicy and One More Chance and, you know, something that the ladies could relate to. Then
you
had the hardcore, you know, something that the guys can relate to, the Ten Crack Commandments, Who Shot Ya, and you know, things of that nature. Like he was able to bring all those together and put that on one CD, you know? And have that, like, if you look to his discography, he has that hardcore, you know, and even Nelly attempted to do that with his Sweatsuit and Suit album. You know, he had the Sweat album, and then he had
the Sweat and Suit, yeah.
Right, so even Nelly tried to do that, but that, I think that's what rapping in a whole is missing, is that they're not versatile. And I do believe that if they start with their appearance, they'll get the gist of it. You know, if they went back to, because you know, if you're wearing a suit and tie, then you're a nerd. You know, it's not cool no more to wear a suit and tie. And you know, it's one thing to be comfortable, but the way y'all looking, the way y'all, I don't know if it's the stylist, I don't know who's behind it. But it's just not a good look. It really isn't. And I don't know how good that it is. You know, I mean, I don't. You can't say it's rock and roll. It's not even rock and roll. You know.
I don't know if it's crossover nonsense.
Right. That's,
you know,
what
I'm thinking. That's what it is.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like, it's crossover because in rock and roll, they you know, in heavy metal, they had the tight black jeans with the keychain hang, you know, the punk wear, you know, they wore skinny jeans, you know, in gothic and stuff like that. But, you know, and I guess they try to, so, because they wear bright colors, that it's going to look different on you. But, you know, you're wearing spandex, sir. Like you said, I cannot picture Lil Wayne in a suit.
I can't even picture him in a shirt and flat, you know. Me either.
That, you know, but that is something that Biggie did bring to the forefront. Once again, mm-hmm. You're tuned into special edition of Crush Brews. This is marks the 15th year anniversary of the deceased Christopher the Notorious B.I.G. Wallace. We have been chopping it up all evening. The call-in number 805-830-8320. Share your thoughts about the Notorious B.I.G. Give us a call. What's your question?
Who was older? Was it Heavy D or was it Biggie?
I believe it was Heavy D.
He was older.
Yeah, Heavy D was older.
Heavy D.
Okay. You feel that Heavy D had a little class to him as far as the way he dressed, or they were two different leads as far as rap is concerned?
No, Heavy D, me personally, I think Heavy D did his thing. I'm never going to take that away from Heavy D. You know, you can't take that away from Heavy D. But you gotta look at the time. The time zone was different.
Exactly. Okay. Heavy D was like the 80s. He was like early 80s.
Right.
And, you know, Biggie popped out in the 90s.
Right. He popped out in mid 90s. So what was happening is when Heavy D was coming out, and Heavy D put it on the map too. Heavy D had his little Biggie, you know, wavy pants and his, you know, shirts and things like that. But you got to look at it at the time that Biggie was coming out. That's when we jumped into the gangster rap era as well. You know, and he brought a different swag to it. You know, you had Heavy D who was dancing and jumping around. He was pop, you know. You can say that about Heavy D. Heavy D wasn't, you know, he was one-sided. You know, he was pop music. He was, you know, 'cause now that you fell in love, he wasn't talking about shooting and carrying on. So he, you know, he had a different swag about him. What?
Okay, but my question is, do you think we kind of revere Heavy D? Heavy D more, no, not Heavy D, Biggie more than Heavy D because he got shot and killed? as where Heavy D died of natural causes?
Being heavy.
I don't think just that one is more revered over the other. I think it's that the fact that Biggie is like a story that hasn't finished yet. You understand what I'm saying? There was closure with Heavy D, when Heavy D passed away. It was natural causes, so there was closure. There's no closure with B.I.G., you know?
Okay.
I mean, it's like a loss that hasn't, it's like a wound that hasn't been healed. You know, we need to find out what happened. And this, you know, this man's killer needs to be brought to justice. And until that's done, nobody's going to feel closure on this issue. You know, they're saying that they may never find this. You know, they're saying it's Chuck Knight. They're saying it's blood. They're saying it's everything, you know? So until there's never going to be closure on this issue until his murder is solved. It's always going to be like a wow. Like, it's like who killed, you know, Jimmy Hoffa. It's going to be always like that mystery, like, damn, what happened? You know, it's always going to be an untold story. It's not finished.
Right. What I was going to say was, it wasn't even just like it's the same thing with Tupac, but it's the fact that their deaths were right after each other. Like September of 96, and then you have March of 97. You know, there was no, and these are two prominent, you know,
rappers
in the game. Like, they was at the prime of their career. They was creating something, you know. They like said they had a message, and it's just like you, like I'm talking, and then here come John cutting me off, or here come Black Reporter cutting me off. It's the same thing. It's like they were talking, and then somebody cut them off, you know. And so now we're curious, like, what did he have to say? What was the end of the speech, you know? So, what, John?
If they want to find out who did it, just go to Death Row Records, man.
No, that's another story. All into
itself. A long story.
Unfortunately, all y'all called in late, so we're at the end of the show. And this was a special edition of Crush Groove, the Notorious B.I.G. tribute. 15 years this man has been deceased, but he has not been forgotten. We've played, you know, some of his hottest jams, and we got a few more I'm going to play. I just want to say thank you to Mink, Major Mink Radio. Miss Mink called in. And also thank you to Formal Ray. Hopefully we got two new listeners. And we'll be back here on Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for Brick's House. Tell us what's going down.
Bye.
Tell us what's going down, Brick.
Well, we'll be talking about social media. No sex. Well, we always talk about sex. We always go there anyway. But we're going to mostly talking about Facebook, Twitter, all these social media search engines. They were built to help, but are they really hurting us and hurting our social lives and our relationships with our family and friends? So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about sex and relationships, and well, we're going to talk about the relationship side, and we're also going to talk about the sex side and how these social media entities are hurting our relationships, sexual and personal.
Okay, sounds good to me. All right, folks, tune in. 8 p.m. Eastern, 8, not 9, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
With your girl, Pastor Brick, a.k.a. Brick. 805-830-8320, www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Also, go to brickhouse.com, which is B-R-Y-C-K-K. House.com. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Look us up. On that
we're
note,
everywhere.
I'm going to get into the last, I'm going to get into my last song of my tribute to the Notorious B.I.G. Once again, salute to the fallen soldier, Notorious B.I.G. Much respect to his family, his children, his wife, and, you know, his mistress. And
Crush, you admit it.
His mom and all that other good things. So right now, we're gonna get into this next single called Nobody, You're Nobody Until Someone Shoots You.
Damn.
Baby. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Niggas in my faction don't like asking questions, strictly gun testing, coke measuring, giving pleasure in the Benzito, hitting fannies, spending chips at Manny's. Hope you creeps got receipts. My peeps get dirty like cleats. Run up in your crib, wrap you in your polo sheets, six up in your wig piece. This nigga deceased. Why? May you rest in peace with my sycamore style, more sicker than yours. 4-4 and 54 draws. As my pilot, stay as my lair. Yes, my dear, shit's official. Only the feds I fear. Here's a tissue, stop your blood clot crying. The kids, the dog, everybody dying, no lying. So don't you get suspicious. I'm big, dangerous, you're just a little vicious. As I leave my competition, respirator style. Climb the ladder to success, escalator style. Hold y'all, breath I told y'all. Death controls y'all, big don't fold y'all. I spit phrases that'll thrill you. You're nobody till somebody kills you.
You're nobody till somebody kills you.
Casino, I'm the hip-hop version of Nicki Tarantino. Ask Nino, he know. Green with envy, the green tempts me to make the rich the enemy and take their cheese, take their spot, take their keys, make my faculty live happily ever after in laughter. Ha, never seen Cristal pour faster until the bastards, knucklehead squeeze let three of my jets. Nothing left to do but tear they ass to shreds, leave them in bloodshed. Incidents like this, I take trips. Lay up in Miami with Tamika and Tammy. Some Creole, CO bitches I met on tour. Push a peach, legend, coupe, gold teeth galore. Told me meet them in the future later. They'll take me shopping, buy me lavender and fuchsia gators. Introduce me to player haters and heavy waiters. Rich bitch shit, drinking Cristal till they piss the shit. Thorough bitches, adapt to any borough bitches. Be in spots where there were no bitches, you feel me? Reminisce on dead friends too. You're nobody till somebody kills you.
You're nobody till somebody kills you.
Get hit, you ain't worth spit, just a memory. Remember he used to push the champagne range. Silly cat, or suede in the rain. Suede put the G in game. Had the Gucci frame before Dana Dane. Thought he ran with pain, I can't recall his name. You mean that kid that nearly lost half his brain over two bits of cocaine? Getting his dick sucked by crackhead Lorraine. A fucking shame, Duke's a lame. What's his name? Dark skin Jermaine. See what I mean?
Nobody kills you.
top the dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feelings hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death. Shop for new clothes and kicks. You and me taking flicks.